from Tidbits on April 21st, 2008. This is the audio version of BusySync 2.0, released with Google Calendar support, written by Glenn Fleischman. BusyMac has released BusySync 2.0, an update to its software that synchronizes iCal calendars across systems. The new version's primary change beyond bug fixes and robustness is the capability to synchronize with Google Calendar. This addition overcomes a key weakness in the previous BusySync 1.5, which was the inability for a BusySync calendar subscriber to connect to a BusySync calendar publisher if the publishing system was located on a private network that lacked a publicly reachable IP address or required port mapping beyond a user's ability to configure. BusySync enables you to publish a calendar in any macOS 10, 10.4 Tiger, or 10.5 Leopard system in which BusySync is running. You can choose to let others subscribe with or without a password and enable read-only access, like the standard iCal publish/subscribe model, or read-write access, in which a subscriber can add, delete, or modify events just as well as the publisher. With support for the free, still-in-beta Google Calendar, which seems to be the release date for most Google web applications, BusySync users can create an intermediate calendar hosted at Google that accepts changes bidirectionally. The Google Calendar acts as a conduit that both publisher and subscribers can access, avoiding the block of private networks. BusySync 2.0 carries out this neat trick by using your Google account to pull down and push information to any Google Calendar you create. Because you can use Google Calendar, share your calendar with others of the same kind of granular permissions, view or modify, BusySync can pass events back and forth between iCal and Google Calendar. Anyone with whom you've shared your Google Calendar and who likewise has BusySync 2.0 installed can then retrieve and sync events with a local iCal calendar. BusyMac has more details about Google Calendar setup in its online help. BusyThink 2.0 also works sometimes with Leopard's Back to My Mac feature. Back to My Mac creates an encrypted tunnel between any two computers under your control. I had Back to My Mac turned on during much of my beta testing of BusyThink 2.0, and BusyThink revealed a lot of weaknesses in how Back to My Mac copes with other services trying to use its connection. If you see Back to My Mac in BusyThink's beta release notes, you can be sure I had something to do with reporting and not fixing the bug in question. BusySync 2.0 costs $25 for each computer on which it is running, although BusyMac is selling it for $19.95 until May 1st, 2008. Discounts apply for bulk purchases. A 30-day trial version is available as a 2.5 meg download. Updates are free to owners of a prior version of BusySync. Version 2.0 is also backward compatible with copies of version 1.5 running on your network. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I am looking at BusySync 2.0 as one of the possibilities for a future shared calendar situation, along with Chronos Organizer and NowSoftware's upcoming Nighthawk.